maybe tonight will be something we can add to the zaniness of week three. Good morning. One guest on the show, Ben Standig, will be on with us from Cincinnati at noon. I've got Washington beat Cincinnati if coming up. Denton and I will have predictions at the end of the show. We'll go around the NFL in great detail. I do want to talk a little bit about Tom Brady on the broadcast of Ravens Cowboys yesterday. It was the first time I've actually heard Brady, because I didn't get him in week one because Washington was playing Tampa at the same time. And I think I didn't get him in week two because Washington and the Giants were playing at the same time. I have some thoughts on Brady. Denton's got a college football weekend recap, and Cliff Kingsbury said something the other day in an answer to a question about Jaden Daniels that seemed pretty obvious to me. We'll get to all of that and more, but man, I mean, when you least expect it, the Giants, the Broncos, the Panthers all went on the road as 0-2 teams and didn't just cover, as the smell test suggested they might. They won the games outright. Why not Jacksonville and Washington on the card on the road tonight? Denton, underdogs of 5.5 points or more so far through the first or nearly 3 weeks completed of the season, 13-2. Against the number, 9 outright wins. The Skins are 7.5 point dogs as of right now. That would make them the largest underdog of week three. The first 2 weeks of the season, as we talked about last week, have produced the biggest underdog as an outright winner. New England week one as an 8.5 point underdog at Cincinnati. Last week, the Raiders is the biggest underdog of the week at Baltimore. The league just never makes sense. It's always been week to week. But over the first month to 6 weeks of a season, it is outrageously unpredictable. I mean, New Orleans scored 91 points in the first 2 weeks, 12 yesterday. Your only undefeated 3-0 teams in the NFC, Minnesota and Seattle. Who had that? How about this? The best quarterback performances of the day yesterday belong to, get this list, Sam Darnold, Andy Dalton, Daniel Jones, Bo Nix, and Malik Willis. I mean, that was the best quarterbacking of the day yesterday. Sam Darnold, Andy Dalton, Daniel Jones, Bo Nix, and Malik Willis. Willis, left for dead after two seasons in Tennessee, had the highest QBR of the day, 92.3. I'm sorry, 92.9. He was 13 of 19 for 202 yards and a touchdown. He rushed for 73 yards and a touchdown, all part of the Packers' 30-14 win over Willis's former team, the Titans, on the road. Matt LaFleur, damn good coach. He was here. The NFL's unpredictability, I mean, on full display right now through the first 3 weeks of the season, almost complete. Nobody's got a clue about this league. That's what makes all of the hand-wringing over weeks 1, 2, and 3 so hysterical to anybody that bets the league. Those of us that have been betting the league understand it from that perspective at the very least. Okay? Nobody really that hasn't played the game can explain to you the X's and O's inside, you know, technique on pass blocking for a right tackle versus a left tackle. But I'll tell you what, as fans, especially those that bet the league, you know that you have no clue other than maybe one or two things early in the season every year. Like, okay, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are, of course, if he stays upright, a major contender once again. That's about the only thing we really know through nearly 3 weeks completed. Although, man, did they get helped out last night. Did you see that missed PI in the end zone? The dude tackled Kyle Pitts in the back of the end zone, no call. But this league is a total mystery. It's what makes it like the best, you know, the best sports entertainment product there is. I mean, one of the best entertainment products altogether. It's such a great reality show. And that's why tonight, of course, Washington can win the game. Here's the thing about the NFL in the early part of the season, and I would say this is like for at least 6 weeks, all right? You don't have to be a good team now. You just have to win enough games here and there, all right? So that if you actually become a good team later on in the season, you can do something about it. And that's where, by the way, tonight for the 0-2 Bengals, it becomes really important for them. You know, just four teams since 1990 have made the playoffs after starting 0-3. Now, we don't have enough data yet with a 17-game schedule and an expanded playoff field. We went to 7 per conference from 12 to 14 in 2020. And I would imagine that we'll see more 0-3 teams make it in the coming years. But still, the Bengals need a win here and there, so that if they become a more consistent and a better team later in the season, they can do something about it, meaning make the playoffs. That's really the key for most teams that have any kind of aspirations in the first month, 2 months of the season. It's like just win enough. You don't have to be good. Just win enough so that if you become good, then those games matter. And as far as our team goes, I mean, you know, harvesting a few nuts here and there early in the season, as Eddie Jordan might say, would make things interesting later on in the season. Nobody's expecting it. I understand that. But you know what? It doesn't matter what you're expecting. It's the NFL. I know many of you have continued to refer to this as, you know, a building block season. And that's fine. But, you know, Houston thought that's what they were in the midst of last year. Before that, the Giants and the Seahawks thought the same thing. They were terrible in 2021. They both made the postseason in 2022. I get it. Teams led by rookie quarterbacks are typically in building block situations. You know, but Dan Quinn, his staff, Joe Witt Jr., Cliff Kingsbury, the players, they're not going out there tonight thinking, hey, let's just try to improve in this building block season. You know, no worries if we win or lose. That's fine. Let's just get better. They're not thinking that. They've been game planning all week to win tonight in Cincinnati, not improve against the Bengals. And if they do beat the Bengals tonight, the building block talk will quiet down a bit at 2-1. But let me be totally clear. Like, I am okay if we get to the end of the season and we say Jaden Daniels is the real deal. The coaching staff did a great job. Adam Peters got some really good young players. The future is bright, even though the team went, you know, 7-10. That's fine. But tonight, no. Let's go blanking win the game and try to have a season, because it's totally open for almost anybody to have a season in the NFL. I'd much rather, by the way, have a building block season, if that's what it turns into, that includes games later in the season that matter a little bit. You know, I don't want to be in December as like a 4-10 or a 5-10, you know, or 5-9 team. It'd be much more beneficial to all of your young players that you believe are going to be a part of a winning future to play games during those months that matter, even if they ultimately come up short in a building block season. And look, it's only week 3, but at 1-1, tonight's got meaning. It does. I can't wait for this game tonight. I think there's definitely a path to a win tonight. And then again, you know, anything could happen. They could look terrible. They could look Panther-like from last week. They could look Bronco-like from last week. They could look Giant-like like week 1. But that actually wouldn't matter anything when it comes to their next game at Arizona.